This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Darryl, we're going to start with the Lakers considering resting LeBron for the next two games. And I don't know if it's going to happen. If it does happen, I think I might owe LeBron an apology. I was one of the people that ragged on him for sitting out All-Star Weekend. And it felt like it was personal against the NBA. It felt like it was personal against inside the NBA on TNT for what they've said about Bronny as well. And it felt like LeBron hated the format. And LeBron to ruin a streak of playing 20 straight All-Star games, if he actually does rest, I will have to live with the idea that I didn't give LeBron the benefit of the doubt that he just loves to play ball and that's all he ever does. Because he wouldn't miss regular season games to continue to make a point off of Saturday. At least I don't believe so.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. No, because the man at 40 years old plays every game. Like there's a lot of players that you can question whether or not they play every game or don't play every game and how injured they are or aren't. LeBron's not one of those guys.
When I see LeBron in a walking boot, I'll believe the bit.
Ooh, spicy. So even with the knowledge we have, do you think he's sensitive off of what people had to say on the internet and is continuing this on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. When you start missing real games, that's when I'm like, okay, maybe LeBron really was injured. Maybe there really is something to LeBron. Now, again, you could turn around and play against Charlotte and me be like, okay, it's exactly what I thought it was. It was one big con against the NBA, and he was big mad about it,
and
all justified.
And he's a quick healer?
Well, he has historically been a quick healer. Easy now. Easy.
Omaha! There's nothing I love more than NBA players scheming to play together and the latest alleged collaboration could be Kevin Durant going to the Dallas Mavericks. There are reports that Kyrie Irving is working on the recruitment of Durantula.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I don't think this is going to happen. I think Kyrie Irving, because Kyrie Irving's got a player option in the summer. I think Kyrie opts out, doesn't opt into the player option. I think he then goes to New York and says, "Hey, keep Jalen Brunson, keep Kat. You can get rid of anybody else, and then I'll come join your team, and we can make this thing work." I think it makes the Knicks immediately a super team. I think Kyrie is right then in the driver's seat to go up against the Celtics with the Eastern Conference Finals, and also the Cavs will throw them in the mix as well, and I think that's his best path out. I don't think an aged Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving wins as much as a stuffed teddy bear.
I equate that to Brooklyn Nets 2.0.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
And I don't know that Kyrie would work very well in the Big Apple because it worked so well the first time.
Now, KD's going to be gone. It's just a matter of where. I've come up with my own list of teams. Let me tell you what you think about them or don't, okay? Minnesota's at the... I would put it at like the second as far as my list is concerned, and that's because of his relationship with Ant, okay? Him and Anthony Edwards played together at Team USA. He took on like a fathery role to him. Like they have a close bond. It's been well documented. I think there's something about playing with Ant that he would absolutely love. I think him going to OKC, though, is the absolute perfect from a storybook idea, and also the idea that he could probably win there, considering they're the odds-on favorite to make it out of the West without him this year. I think that would be perfect for Kevin Durant.
I really hate to agree with you, but I'm going to agree with you.
That was a good idea, that's why. It's a good idea.
You have those occasionally.
Occasionally. Is this a good idea by Netflix? They want a Sunday afternoon NFL package. Now, the way that the packages are set up right now with CBS and with Fox, this would not become available for at least another 4 years, okay? So you have time on this one. But if the NFL went for a Sunday afternoon NFL package, it would be obviously stripping Fox or CBS, one or the other, of what their obligations currently are, which I'm sure they would not be happy about. But Netflix has more money. They'll just throw a bunch of money at this. Is that something you'd be into?
No, I would not, because it's a pain in the butt to switch between streaming services. The great thing about over the air, real easy to change the channel back and forth, and I think that's what makes Sunday NFL football so great. Same thing with college football on Saturdays. You can channel surf. It is a big-time pain in the backside to channel surf when it comes to football games. And if you take that away from football fans, you're going to have a little bit of a rebellion on your hands.
It does feel odd when I go from watching cable to watching Netflix. And now I have an audio system, so I have to switch over the audio system as well. And then I also have to change over the input. And it is a pain. It shouldn't be as much of a pain as it is, but it is a pain to do, and I hate doing it. Why don't we have something better set up? I don't know how this would work, but it feels like in 2025, we should have something where I don't have to go from input to input, and I don't have to then change over audio systems the way that I have to.
They need to find a way for you to be able to change your streaming services just like you're changing channels, right?
And just make it extremely simple. Like I press a Netflix button and there I'm on Netflix, and I don't have to change over the audio, I don't have to change over the input. I'm just right there.
And some remotes already have, like my TVs, I have a Netflix button, I have the TV manufacturer button, I have a Prime button, and then I have like the home button where I can like scroll through all the apps to find whatever streaming service that I have on my home screen.
But then you still got the other problem.
But it's just
you still have to click into the Netflix then, and you still have to then press on the football.
You got to find your program once you get in the app.
It's wild how it's like 10 seconds of work, but for both of us, we're like, it's too much.
It's a bad idea.
It's not like a terrible amount of work, but it's like 10 seconds. We're both like not interested.
Stick to the Christmas games. Stick to Black Friday. We're good.
I'm telling you, it's coming. Be about 4 or 5 years from now, it's coming.
My guy Anthony Kastrovitz wrote a fantastic story on MLB.com about the height disparity between the Guardians pitchers and their position players. It was a fascinating read about Cleveland's tall arms and short bats. So, JP, I ask you, does size matter in Major League Baseball?
He's talking downtown.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Easy now, guys. It's easy. Nick would have had a field day with this one. Does size matter? So what's interesting to me, so I read the piece, and I thought the funniest thing to me was like the Guardians front office came to him, came to Anthony and was like, hey, have you noticed this about us before? And Anthony's like, I have noticed this before. And it's like, okay, tell us more what you want to be put out into the ether, Guardians front office. But what was interesting was the idea that they're like, oh, we don't care about height when it comes to position players because we care so much about contact rate. And we care so much about all these other things that directly don't translate to power. And it's like, well, you have a lot of guys that are basically Oompa Loompas on your team. And then you wonder why you're last in the league in home runs and why you're half in the league of home runs. It's like, well, maybe, just maybe, follow me for a second. Giancarlo Stanton at 6'7" hits a lot of home runs because he's built like a tree. Maybe, just maybe.
Well, you do have a guy now called Big Christmas.
Who's 6'3". He's not even that big. He's 6'3". Have you looked up like Big Christmas's size metrics?
I mean, Jose Ramirez is
6'3", 240. I'm 6'2", 230, and nobody thinks I'm big.
Jose Ramirez is 5'9", and he's the,
He's big because he stands next to a lot of guys that can't get on the rides at Six Flags. That's why he's big. He looks monstrous next to a lot of 5'9" players that we have. I go through the Guardians locker room sometimes, and I don't go a lot, as you know. At this point, I don't. But there's been times where I've gone through that locker room and been like, I'm like, man, I used to always have the excuse that I wasn't big enough to play pro ball. These guys are tiny.
They are.
But then you can't wonder why you can't hit home runs.
They might be tiny, but they got big hearts.
Yeah, and that matters. It does. They're good players. Jose Ramirez is a great player. He's just 5'9". He's just very, very short. It's a fascinating approach, though. They go for these monsters for pitchers, and then for the position players, it's just like, okay, we'll just throw this out here. All right, faced with a potential probation revocation, Pat Mahomes Sr. admits his Bourbon Street brouhaha with John Rocker was a publicity stunt to promote their upcoming boxing match. So it was not real in the slightest bit. We all assumed it wasn't real in the slightest bit, but it's confirmed now.
He did this for legal reasons, right? To keep himself out of jail.
So
this is about.
He had to, because his probation officer was like, hey, you can't be getting in fights in New Orleans and expect us not to come a call in. And he's like, okay, yeah, it was fake. We're just trying to promote a boxing match. That's all this was. And so we got the inside scoop of it all.
But is he allowed to even be in a boxing match under the terms of his probation, if he's not allowed to fight?
Yeah, Mike Tyson did a lot of really bad things and was still allowed to box. So I think he's in the clear. I think you'd be surprised. Let me tell you about some of Floyd Mayweather's doings, okay? I'll tell you those off the air.
Never find the second part to that year.
Yeah, turns out a lot of bad people can still do that thing called boxing. It goes hand in hand in some ways. And so, yeah, he's going to be fine to do a barstool boxing fight. But we sniffed it out from Jump Street. None of it ever made sense to begin with anyway. These two would not randomly find each other and start yelling at each other, and then 2 days later have a boxing match set up.
The things people will do for shameless self-promotion, including risking jail time.
How much does Pat Mahomes Sr. get paid off of this? Wouldn't you think if you're Pat Mahomes Jr., you're like, Dad, you make $100,000 from this. Can you just not embarrass the family doing it this way?
How about Pat Mahomes Jr. just put him on the payroll?
That's what he's probably got to do. It stinks.
Keep him out of trouble.
I'm just going to pay you. Anytime you come with a really bad decision that's going to embarrass me, just tell me the number. I'll write you the check. I'm worth $500 million. We'll figure this out. And that is Quick Hits. All right, we come on back. Our buddy Joe DeLeon, he's done a lot with the draft and done a lot of draft analysis for us. Usually he joins us 4 o'clock on Mondays. We didn't work on Monday. Daryl worked. I didn't work on Monday. So we didn't have Joe. We have Joe coming up next with the latest on Shedeur Sanders. And is Cam Ward more of a possibility for the Browns than maybe some people expect? We'll get to Joe next right here on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.